I'm delighted to be joined in the studio. I'll just get my notes now just while I'm doing this all right. By Maureen Crahoor.
That's it. Yeah.
Good morning, Maureen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Maureen is from the Aura Leisure Centre and she's a swimming coordinator out there.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're going to tell us a little bit about the swimming and the lessons and all that kind of stuff in a few minutes. But first of all, I just want to get a little talk about the, you did the Moby Dick Triathlon. That was only about 2 weeks ago, I think, was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, on the 28th.
Tell us a little bit. First of all, I suppose, give us a little bit of your background first.
Okay. So my name's Maureen and I moved down here to Yall in April, and I had this fantastic notion to decide to try my first triathlon. Yeah. So I said I'd go with the sprint rather than the try. I'm not really sure why, but I enjoyed it anyways. Did a bit of training there from kind of June upwards, and my main aim was just to finish it. I wasn't too concerned about my times because before I started, I literally couldn't run 2Ks.
Right.
So to actually complete it was fantastic, but just got it in my head and went for it. And I think the main thing I could take from the day was just the support from everyone on the sidelines cheering you on, no matter where you went. Absolutely everybody was just had something positive to say. So it was a fantastic
and
day.
Of course, we're really in a crest of wave here with triathlons in Yall at the moment. You know, it is, especially since the arrival of the Ironman, there's a lot of people seem to have a bit of interest in it.
Definitely.
And like, what gave you the idea? Was it just a notion, or was it because of all this kind of hullabaloo about triathlons?
I think without realising it, it was because there was so much going on around me involved in it. I've always been a strong swimmer, but I can't run. Like, I can't. It was kind of, I just wanted to get into a good mindset and just work towards something. I found I was going to the gym and I was doing bits and pieces, but I had no real motivation to get to somewhere.
Yeah.
Whereas I found once I signed up for it, I trained harder and I trained more and I had an end goal, so I wanted to make it to
And
there.
I suppose you'd have had the advantage in a lot of people that you're a strong swimmer. That probably is most people's pitfall, really, the swim part of it. So you're coming very strong there.
That was what I was looking forward to. Now, that I did make a bit of a mistake. When you sign up for the triathlon, you write in your estimated swim, your swim time. And I hadn't a clue how long it would take me to do 750 metres in the sea. I know how long it takes me in the pool, but I knew it was completely different in the sea. So I said I'd write down an hour just to give myself a bit of time. And then about 10 minutes before the triathlon started, I realised that I'd written down 60 seconds rather than 60 minutes.
Oh my God. But I'm sure they'd get that mistake.
That's what I thought, but they didn't. They had me in the first wave with all the guys who had won it the last few years.
Really?
And, oh my God, it was all I could do was laugh.
How did you go?
I did it in 22 minutes, so it was definitely not 1 minute, but I was happy enough with that. But it was, I just learned from your mistakes.
But that's pretty good going by any standards.
I was happy with it. We had two of the guys from work, Sebastian, who came fourth overall, was fantastic, and I think he did it in 12 minutes 90 seconds and he was hoping to do it in under 10 minutes, so
really?
It was definitely a little bit stronger and a few more waves than what we were kind of hoping for. But he did it. And then Ben Terry as well did it, I think, in just over 15 minutes, so they're fantastic.
That's
swimmers
pretty impressive,
and I was in there. Oh,
well done, fair play to you. And over, like, how did the run and cycle and all that go for you?
It was good. The cycle was probably my weakest part, which I wasn't expecting. I thought that the run was going to be my real letdown, but I obviously trained excessively for that, thinking that I'd be fine on the cycle. What I didn't train enough for was the transition between the cycle and the run and the jelly legs. And that hit me and was very demoralizing because it was a struggle to get off the bike. I can keep moving, and then I was thinking, oh my goodness, you've got another 6K to do after getting to the start.
Yeah.
So that was definitely tough. But honestly, the run, just it was just a mental, like, it was just so in your head, and that was what I was so proud of myself for coming up to now. I had gotten out of the habit of you can't do it, just run to there. It was, you can do it, there's nothing wrong with you, just keep going. And I was building up my distances, whereas on the day my head was just going crazy, and it was like, you're not going to finish this, I don't know why you're trying.
And a lot of that kind of endurance, a lot of it is in your head.
Yeah, my legs could have kept going, but my head was telling me, just give up, look, you've already done enough, just stop.
Yeah.
And it was only, like, that's the support I'm talking about, even because it's two laps. you go up the little hill. Well, it felt really big at the time, but up the hill past Aura and over the bridge and things like that. And even I remember at the end of my first lap, I was shattered. I was just so tired. I remember there was marshals walking in front of me and I was barely keeping up with them because I was just trying to keep moving. But my younger brother, like, my family were great. They came down on the day and he was at the bottom of the hill. And once I saw him, I was like, okay, right, I think I can do this. And he was like, come on, like, and he ran beside me for 5 or 6 seconds. And he was like, just pace yourself, keep going. I was like, I don't think there's anyone left in the sprint. Like, I think I'm the only one. And some guy in front of me turned around. He's like, I am, come on. And like ran on with him. And it was just, the camaraderie was just fantastic.
And like, because I was watching it from work and I was watching a lot of the runners passing by. And I couldn't get over the sizes. They were all shapes and sizes and all ages.
So good. Yeah, everybody and
that's what struck me. Like, I mean, there was some big men there. Yeah. Like, and I mean, you know.
But a lot of them, I found anyways, a lot of the bigger guys and girls were flying it on the cycle. And the run was their letdown.
Yeah.
So they were struggling with that bit, but they were passing me out on the cycle, left, right, and centre. Yeah. But it was just so lovely that it was open for everyone and everyone could do it. And even the last few people to cross the finish line and things like that, we were still there. We were still supporting them. It wasn't a case of, oh, you've made a mistake, you have to drop out now because you're not fast enough. It was, well done, fair play for trying this and good job for completing it, more than anything.
And I suppose the next question, Maureen, will you go again?
I think so. Yes, I think I want to next year. I think I'll want to better myself and better my time.
Yeah.
I think I surprised myself with every part of it, to be honest. The adrenaline on the day and things like that really, really kicked in. I think I finished it in, like, it wasn't in any way fast, but an hour and 55 minutes. And the fact that I did anything consistently for an hour and 55 minutes, I was quite proud of myself.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite good going, you know, to keep going like that.
Exactly.
I mean, not everyone can do it. And you know, it's a great achievement. You should be very proud of yourself for doing that. Which brings us on to our next subject. You're the swim coordinator out in Aura. Tell me, what as a swim coordinator, what is your job out there?
So I have the fantastic job of managing an amazing team of swim teachers. It fluctuates between like 16 to 21 teachers out there.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky. They are just so full of energy, enthusiasm, everything like that. I remember one of my first days working there, we had 4 new teachers starting that day and I was panicking. I was thinking, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? They're so new and they're quite young as well. And I just watched them and I was just so impressed, regardless of if they have technique or not, they had that enthusiasm and that's not something you can teach someone.
Yeah.
So once they had that, I knew it was plain sailing and they're just an amazing, amazing bunch. So I get to try and keep them in line and then also the marketing, advertising, that sort of thing of the lessons themselves, organising the classes, making sure all the kids are progressing. One of the amazing things about being out in Aura is that I get time to actually tune in individually with the classes and see that if a child is doing a class 3 or 4 terms, they're not getting anywhere, they're getting bored, it's going to be disheartening, and I'm allowed to then go in, see what areas they have to work on and have a chat with the teacher, and we'll maybe put them in for 2 a week or something like that and just really focus on one side so that each child is progressing through and moving through the academy rather than just being stuck in one.
So like, I presume is there a structure now for swimming? I know years ago they used to have certificates in different swim 1, swim 2, all that kind of stuff. What is the structure now? What kind of ages do they generally start at, or is it open to any age?
Yeah, well, we're lucky where it's open to everyone, so we take it from babies 3 months old right up to adult lessons.
From 3 months.
3 months old. So we've got swim babies and swim tots. For both those classes, the parents would obviously be in the water with the kids. They'd be learning a bit of water safety, a little bit of confidence and things like that, water movement, all those sort of bits and pieces. Our actual academy starts from 4 years old and it goes up to kind of kids would generally be finished by 10 or 11, some are a little bit older. After that, we can then move on to the rookie lifeguard, lane swimming, adults, triathlon training. We kind of cater for everything we can. But definitely, I think if we could change one thing about swimming in Ireland, it would be fantastic to have just a general governing body of what children need to do in every level. Like, we have 11 different levels in just our academy, whereas you'll go to somewhere else or a hotel and they've got 3 levels it's great because it means that the kids are put in on their ability, not on their age. So if we had someone inquiring, if someone gave a call today and inquired and said, look, my child is 7 years old, they can put their head under the water, they can swim on their back, they're not strong with their arms, not all parents know all of that information, but they give us as much as we can, and we just get them in for a free assessment. So it only takes 5 to 10 minutes, and we see what criteria they meet that we need for those levels, and then they get put in the right level rather than being stuck somewhere for too long. So that's a good thing.
So I presume most people are probably taking up swimming, you know, I mean, when I was growing up as a child, you were lucky to go to the pool once every 2 or 3 weeks, and you know it was an outing that time, but now I think it's a bit more mainstream, I think. And it's because I know the primary schools, I think they all do it, they're still doing it as well,
certain amount of hours that they have to come.
So like, what if someone is looking to go to, or I will say, and they have a couple of kids, what do they need to do, or how do they go about it?
Give us a call, and then we can talk them through. We won't be able to tell you the availability straight away because we obviously won't know the kids' levels, but we can tell you the days they're on, get you booked in for your assessment, come through, and it's on the day of the assessment that you get all your information, what times are available, what slots. We're really lucky, we run them 5 days a week, so there's kind of something to cater everyone, and then you can book in there and then on the day for the lessons.
So like, you've lessons every day and for all different categories?
So our academy, so kind of the busiest one would be our 4-year-olds up, and that we run that on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So weekends we run it in the mornings and midweek.
How about for old folks like me?
So for the adult lessons, we've got it on a Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock and on a Sunday morning at 9:30. I've had the absolute privilege of having one of the adult classes on a Tuesday evening, and they're just, oh my goodness, I it's so fantastic. I love watching kids develop, but watching a nervous adult go into the water thinking that they're the only one with a fear of the water, and then becoming best friends with everyone by the group. Like, our week 8, so our last day of the term is next week, and I've had 3 of them ask if they couldn't go down the slide on their last week. So it's just fun, it's just banter. Like, if you want to learn to swim and that's what's holding you back, don't let it. Just go in, bite the bullet, and just see how you get on. I've not had an adult in there who hasn't enjoyed it. Like, it's a great
bunch. And of course,
bunch.
Like, it is, as an exercise, it is excellent, isn't
it? Fantastic, it definitely. It's just, the health benefits of swimming are just endless, especially if you're recovering from an injury or if you're a bigger person. It's such low impact on your joints and things like that. Fantastic for your breathing, great for your heart, and it's fun. Like, in a group environment, it's great fun. It really, really is.
Okay, and finally, Maureen, if they want more information...
024-91614.
Yeah, and I presume there's a website there as well with a lot of that there as well.
Yeah, just Aura as well, Aura Y'all. Ask for anyone. They're great. We're a nice little family in there. Everyone knows everything about everyone, so they'll have all their information.
If they're all as nice as you, I'm sure that'd be great, because you come across really well and very bubbly. I'm sure if you're lucky enough to be one of your pupils, I can see where you're coming from. Maureen, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.